All right, Ollie, what can you say after that?
Not good enough, Dermot. We didn't have the hunger which we thought we'd have. We didn't have the work rate. And we didn't have the fitness in the end of the game either. You know, I know, in fairness, the first half there wasn't a whole lot in it. The penalty and the free kick, you know, set them on their way. But the second half were by far the better side. And we didn't do ourselves justice, in particular in the second half, regardless of the scoreline, regardless of the game, regardless of where it was at. I felt in the last 25 minutes we were tired mentally and physically, and to be fair to Derry, they could have won by more. Yeah. And credit to them in the nick that they're in, and the hunger that they showed in particular. And if you don't match them for hunger, then you don't deserve anything out of the game, Mick.
Yeah, well, you did fear that though, Ollie, coming in to play Derry and hearing the Brandywell, the pitch and the big wide open spaces and the football that they play.
Yeah, look, we know who we're coming into. You know, there's no illusions as regards, you know, the asset turf or the size of the pitch. But that didn't really affect us in the first half. You know, we felt it was a soft penalty. We gave away like a very poor mistake for the free kick for Kieran Harkin's first goal, if I'm correct. No, we felt we were right in that game, but in the second half, not. Second half, I think a few of us need to look at ourselves as regards. You know, we weren't going to get back into the game, but that's no reason to empty the tank and to try and drive on and to try and, if you like, you know, make it respectful. But we didn't, and you can see the mistakes. You know, there was a mistake for the third goal. Keith got caught in the ball in the middle of the field. Fourth goal, I think maybe Dan, who did well, and Mark Russell, who had done well, that they were out in the feet and tired, and you saw the result of mistakes like that at the standard, you know.
You haven't really had to say that too many times this season, Ollie, no. The work rate of your team.
No, maybe in the second half in UCD and in the second half tonight, but that's two times that it shouldn't happen, Dermot. You know, like, and it's not that it's against Derry or anything like that, it's nothing to do with that, like, you know, but they need to have a good look at themselves, you know, before we go to Dale about next Friday, because that's a tougher game again, like, you know what I mean? But, just mistakes are costly, and to be fair to Derry, there's four mistakes where the goals were from. They could have had a lot more. There were mistakes, but the four that didn't score from were mistakes that they're making out of tiredness, out of maybe the game's caught up with them. But then again, you know, Derry had played a game on Tuesday night. Don't mind us playing on Monday, like.
You got to go again on Monday night, back in here again.
Yeah, can't wait. look, that's you know, it's an EA Sports Cup game with a chance of getting to semi final, Derry, the Wallers of it, like. But we need to address what happened there tonight. At second half wasn't good enough, and we need to look at personnel as well. You know, that I won't say we threw the towel in, but we certainly were out thought, and Derry were far hungrier than us, which we thought we could match them for that. If you don't match them for that, you deserve nothing out of it, and fair play to them, they ran out worthy winners.
A tough old night.
Yeah, performance wasn't good, and obviously don't deserve anything from the game, so can't really make anything else about it.
First two goals that Harps conceded were kind of, you shot yourselves in the foot, really.
Obviously I don't know what happened for the penalty decision. Some of the boys were saying it was a penalty, and then Dan himself said it wasn't, so we won't really know until you actually see it back in the video or whatever, but silly free kick then from Keelan. He says, look, whether or not it was a foul again, I don't know. To me, it looked like it was a foul. Then for the free kick, Jackie's struggled pretty well. Like, he can't really do anything about it then.
The next game, of course, is just a few days away, and it's Derry and Harps again. Is that a tough thing? Did you have to go through? Would you rather be playing somebody else?
But honestly, I don't know. We're lucky in a way that there's a game, regardless who it is against, coming up fairly fast. We can dress it up whatever way we want. Tonight was pretty poor. Whatever the people say, a couple of great goals, a couple of mistakes or whatever, what can you do? But overall, we didn't deserve anything out of the game. So from that there point of view, it's pretty disappointing, but we'll just have to look forward to Monday night, and hopefully we can come out of here with a bit happier, more than anything.